Now the last surah of this series of Ta'ameen, Surah Al-Ahqaf. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ta'ameen. Tanzeel al-Kitab min Allah al-Aziz al-Hakim. The same. The sending down of this book is from Allah, who is all authority, all powerful, and all wise. مَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. We have not created the heavens and the earth and whatever is in between them, but with truth and for a fixed period of time. This universe will not go on and go on forever. No. This used to be the idea, maybe about half a century back, the era of Newtonian physics, Newtonian physics. The idea was that matter has been here from ever, it will remain forever. The law of indestructibility of matter. Matter cannot be destroyed. So this world, this universe cannot come to an end. This was the idea prevalent among the physicists. But now it seems to have changed. Now, on the one hand, they say this universe is expanding. The theory of expanding universe. And then the time will come when it will fold on itself and it will come to an end. Started from one point and it will go to the same one point again. So, ajalin musamma. This is not an eternal creation. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَمَّا أُنْذِرُوا مُعْرِضُونَ. As for those who have disbelieved, they are turning away from what they are being warned. قُلْ أَرَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Say to them, see, consider, whom you are calling upon besides Allah, أَرُونِي مَعْذَا خَلَقْتُ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. Please show me, what have they created in the land, in the earth? أَمْ لَهُمْ شِرْكُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. Or do you have any partnership in the heavens? Ituni be kitabi min qabli hada. Bring to me any book which might have been sent down before this book that I am presenting. Aw atharatin min ilmin. It's not a book. Any remnants of knowledge. In kuntum sadiqin. If you are truthful. وَمَنْ أَظَلُّ مِمَّنْ يَدْعُو مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Who is more farther astray than the person who is calling upon him besides Allah, who is not going to answer him till the day of resurrection. وَهُمْ عَنْ دُعَائِهِمْ غَافِلُونَ. And they are unaware that somebody is calling upon them. The angels, they don't know that some people are there in Arabia praying to us, calling to us. Maybe the souls and spirits of the saints. They might be absolutely unaware that someone is saying, Ya Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Sayyid Lillah. Oh, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, give me something. They would be unaware. وَهُمْ عَنْ دُعَائِهِمْ غَافِلُونَ. وَإِذَا حُشِرَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا لَهُمْ أَعْدَادٌ. And when the mankind will be gathered, they will become enemies for them. وَكَانُوا بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ. And they will deny having been worshipped. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ. And when our clear and shining revelations are recited unto them, قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ. هَذَا سِرُّ مُبِينٌ. Those people who disbelieve, who are rejected, they say about this truth which has come to them, this is clear sorcery and magic. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ. Do they say that Muhammad has forged it, composed it himself, صلى الله عليه وسلم. قُلِ افْتَرَيْتُهُ فَلَا تَمْلِكُونَ لِي مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Say, if I have forged it, then you don't have any authority to save me from Allah's wrath. This is the biggest crime in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فلا تملكون لي من الله شيئا. You won't be able to help me against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هو عالم بما تفيدون فيه. He very well knows what you say among yourselves concerning it. When you are alone, you say no. This what Muhammad is presenting, well, it seems to be beyond human power. They said, no. Where are you going? It seems, you know, his magic has come over you. So, but these in their private meetings, they used to admit, this is of other source. This is not the composition of Muhammad himself. Kafa bihi shahidan baini wa bainakum. Allah is sufficient as a witness between you and me. Wa huwa al-ghafurur rahim. And he is the forgiving, the merciful. Qul ma kuntu bid'a min ar-rusul. Say, I am not the first messenger. That no messenger had come before me. Bid'ah and bid'ah means something absolutely new. In our Sharia, if some new rite or ritual is invented without having any proof in the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sunnah of the Sahaba, then we call it bid'ah because it has no roof. So, ma kuntu bid'ah min ar-rusul. The case is not that I am the first messenger of Allah and nobody had before me claimed to be messenger of Allah. وَمَا عَلِيمَا يُفَعْلُوا بِي. This ayah, whenever I read and pass by it, I shiver. What is Muhammad saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what he has been commanded here to say. وَمَا عَلِيمَا يُفَعْلُوا بِي وَلَا بِكُمْ. I don't know what will be done to me and to you. This is extreme humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My matter is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever He may decide. Allahumma inni abduka wa abnu abdika wa abnu amatika fi qabzatika nazi fiya hukmuka adlun fiya qadauka. Oh Allah, I am your bondsman. My father was also a slave of yours. My mother was also a slave of yours. And I am in your grip, fi qabzatika. Nasiyati bi yadik. My forehead is in your hand. Mazin fi yahukmuk. Within my body, within myself. Your command is effective. Adlun fi yaqadaw. Whatever you command and decide for me, it will be justice. This is abdiyah. The climax of abdiyat. Man reduces himself to nearly zero. I am nothing, O Allah. Everything is with you. You know everything, I know nothing. فَإِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ وَلَا عَلَمُ وَتَقْدِرُ وَلَا أَقْدِرُ. This is a part of that very important dua of istikhara about which the companions of the Prophet say that the Prophet taught us this prayer. Just like he taught us Quran. Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi ilmika wa astakhdiruka bi qudratika wa asaluka bil fazlika al-azim. Fa innaka taqdiru wa la aqdiru wa ta'lamu wa la a'lamu. You have all the authority, I have no authority. You know everything, I don't know anything. This is humility, humbleness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qul ma kuntu bid'an min ar-rusul wa ma adri ma yuf'alu bi wa la bikum. In a tabi'u illa ma yuha ilayya. Only I am following what is being revealed to me. That's all. Wama ana illa nadhirun mubeen. And I am only a warner. Plain and clear warner. Qul ara'aytum in kana min indillahi wa kafartum bihi. Wa shahida shahidun min bani Israel ala mislih. Say to them, just consider, if this Quran which I am presenting is really from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you have rejected it. On the other hand, a witness from among the children of Israel, he has testified that this is correct. Now this ayah about the interpretation of this ayah, there are many opinions. One is, there is common. All the people who accepted Quran from among the Bani Israel, Yahud, so this ayah belongs to them. One opinion is, especially Abdullah ibn Salam, radiallahu ta'ala, he was a very knowledgeable person among the learned people of Jews. And some say this denotes to the prophecies made by Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam. Wallahu alam. Fa'amana wastakbartu. So he confirmed, and he was showing arrogance. Inna Allah la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimin. Verily Allah doesn't love such evildoers. وقال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا لو كان خيرا ما سبقونا إليه. And so said those who disbelieved regarding those who came to believe. They were common people, poor people, some of the slaves, some of whom you call handymen, just as Khabbab al-Arab, he was a blacksmith, and so on and so forth. Now the chief of the clans of Quraysh, they said, had this thing been a precious thing, these people would not have come forward accepting them. These would have come forward first and accepted it. Because Allah is generous to us. He has given us wealth. He has given us position, honor, power. So how come that these millions, ma'azallah, how could they come forward? They could not have superseded us. And they who disbelieve, say of those who believe, if this message were a good thing, they would have not attained it before us. وَإِذْ لَمْ يَحْتَدُوا بِهِ. And when they have not accepted its guidance, so they يَقُولُونَ هَذَا إِذْ قُدْخَدِينَ. So now they will say, this is an old falsehood. وَمِنْ قَبْلِهِ كِتَابَ مُوسَى إِمَامًا وَرَحْمَةً. Before this Quran, there was a book of Moses, alayhi salatu wasalam, that was the guide and mercy, Imamam wa Rahma. So these words appear in our dua, our prayers regarding when we say to Allah, Allahumma rabbana anis mahsatana fi kuburina, warhamna bil Quran al-Azim, waj'alhu lana imamam wa nuram wa hudam wa rahma. Make this Quran leader for us, so that we follow it. Imam wa Rahma wa hadha kitabun musaddiqun lisanun arabiyyan. And this is the book which has come confirming Torah in Arabic language. Liyunzira alladhina zalamu. So that these people who have gone astray, they should be warned. Wa bushra lil muhsinin. And so that there should be glad tidings for those who achieve excellence in their deen of Islam and Iman. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. There is those who said, our Lord is Allah, and then they stuck to it. They stood firm in it. Firm regarding aqidah and creed. Firm regarding practice and deeds. Really obeying Him. And not obeying anyone else in which there comes a disobedience for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not loving anything, anyone, more than Allah. This is istiqamah. To say, Rabbunallah is easy. But to show firmness on it is not an easy job. Allama Iqbal says in Persian, to me goyam musalmanam bid larzam. When I say I am a Muslim, I tremble. Why? Yadanam muskilati la ilaha. I know what are the difficulties of this la ilaha illallah. Saying these words is very easy. But to fulfill them in your practice and action is not an easy job. So I tremble. Inna alladhina qalu rabbunallahu thumma istaqamu fala khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. For them there will be no fear and no grief. Ulaika ashabul jannah. They will be the dwellers of the garden. Khalidina fiha. And they will stay there forever, forever. Jazam bima kanu ya'malun, and it will be the recompense of the reward for what they had been doing. وَبَسَّنَ الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. And we have enjoined upon man kindness towards his parents. This we have read in Surah Luqman also. But here, ihsana, this word has come clearly. Kindness and good behavior and respect and service to the parents. حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ قُرْحًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ قُرْحًا. His mother kept bearing him in his womb with hardship, and then delivered him with hardship. وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ. And this period of the bearing and the weaning of him is 30 months. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ شُدَّهُ. Until when he reaches his maturity, وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً, and reaches the age of 40. This is very important. Quran says, the maturity of human beings is at the age of 40. What type of maturity is it? Physical maturity. 16, 17, 18, you are mature fully. But this is the psychological maturity. The psychological maturity of a person. It is at 40 years. Hatta idha balagha ashuddahu. Until when he reaches his maturity, and now it has been explained, wa balagha arba'ina sanatan. That is, he attains the age of 40. Qala rabbi awzi'ni. Now he says, O my Lord, grant me an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya, so that I can give thanks to you for all the blessings that you bestowed upon me and my parents. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا. And grant me that I should do good deeds, righteous deeds, تَرْضَاهُ, which you like, with which you are pleased. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. And also, make my progeny good for me, if my progeny is also righteous. Their deeds will add to my reward in the hereafter. أَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ. I turn my face towards you, وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And definitely, I am from among those who have surrendered themselves before your will. This is very important. Before this age of 40, let me say that nature uses man. Man comes to himself at the age of 40. Nature is using us. Nature wants that there should be procreation. This generation after generation. This world is to continue. It has to be inhabited. So you do it. Run away. Run this way, that way. Get married. Now you have children. Now just bring them up. So nature is using you. And till this age, passions, emotions, sentiments, in most of the people, they get the upper hand. But at the age of 40, you know, these things somewhat settle down. And then the man thinks, who I am, where I am heading. And at this stage, if he still has tool in the hands of his ego libido, then he is doomed. But at this age, if he delivers himself from the overpowering of the ego libido, comes to himself, he takes up to himself an ideal. In Asmal Ayan, I have to give for this, die for this. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So he is a person blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ نَتَقَبَّلُ عَنْهُمْ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا. they are those from whom we can accept the best deeds that they would have been committing. When a tajawaz one sayyat, and we can just overlook their evils. There can be no human being absolutely free from any bad deed. There is a hadith of the Prophet, Kullu bani Adam khata'un, wa khairul khata'in at-tawwabun. All children of Adam, they commit mistakes. But the best among these people who commit mistakes are those who repent, come back, refresh their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask His forgiveness. They are the best people. So now Allah says, we should just ignore. Maybe they have committed something wrong also. But if the general direction of the life, general direction is correct, you have turned your face actually to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. You are proceeding in that direction. But during this journey, maybe at some time you slip, you fall. Okay, no harm. Stand up. Continue the journey. So these pitfalls might be there. But the direction has to be correct. And if your direction is correct, maybe you have not been able to achieve much. No harm. If you kept on in that direction, and you kept on spending whatever you had for that purpose, well, you are successful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite the pitfalls, despite any shortcomings, despite any evil deeds which might have happened, but the tajawad wa sayyatihim fi ashabi jannah, and we join them, make them enter, and go with the dwellers of the garden. Wa'ada sidq alladhi kanu yu'adun. This is the true promise which was made with them. Now this is one character. That when he is mature psychologically, he says, Rabbi al-dayni yanashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya. He has come to know his creator, his Lord, and is praying to him. But there is another character also. وَالَّذِي قَالَ لِوَالِدَيْهِ. On the contrary, the one who says to his parents, أُفِّلْ لَكُمَا, fie to both of you, أَتَعِدَانِنِي أَنْ أُخْرَجَ, you say that I will be taken out again from my grave. وَقَدْ خَلَتِ الْقُرُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِي, so many generations have passed before me. وَهُمَا يَسْتَوِيْسَانِ اللَّهَ وَيْلَكَ آمِنْ. And the parents, father and mother, they are imploring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying to him, woe to thee, believe that you will be resurrected. Don't go in the opposite direction. Why inna rada Allah haqqun. Verily, the promise of Allah is true. Fayaqulu, then he says, ma hadha illa asatirul awwalin. No. Mother and father, you keep these things with you. I am not going to believe in these things. I think these are the fables of the ancients and nothing else. So both characters you will find in the world. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ فِي أُمَمٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. Those are they against whom has been proved through the word of chastisement among the communities of the jinn and mankind that have passed away before them. So many people going. He is also one of them. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا خَاسِرِينَ. Verily, they were the losers. وَلَكُلِّنْ دَرَجَاتُ مِمَّا عَمِلُوا. And for all, there are ranks according to their deeds. All people of the garden are not equal. There are levels. In the same way, in the hell, they are not equally treated. Different types of chastisements for different types of people. وَلَيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. So that Allah pays them back in full their deeds. And they are not wrong. وَيَوْمَ يَوْرَضُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ. And the day, we call the day, when those people who are disbelieving, they will be presented before the fire. This is, come and see with your eyes. Azhabtum tayyibatikum fil hayati, fi hayatikum al-dunya. And it will be said, you received all good things in your life of that world, which is now gone. You enjoyed, you rejoiced, you had plenty, you had the luxuries, you have tasted all good things in that world. وَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهَا And you have enjoyed their comfort. فَلْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْفِكُونَ But today, this day, you will be given the reward, the chastisement of humiliation and degradation due to the arrogance that you were showing in the earth, fill up the very haq without any rights. وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْفِقُونَ And because of your transgression. وَسْفُرْ أَخَاعَادُ Just make mention of the brother of the nation of Aad. That is, Hazrat Ihud alayhi salatu wasalam. After the people of Nuh were destroyed, that was the first nation which came up from the sons of Sam alayhi salatu wasalam. Semitic races. The first was who went down directly to the south and settled in the southern area of the Arabian Peninsula, which is now called Ahqaf. Ahqaf means the mountains of sand. It's a very, very, very severe type of desert. But at that time, it was very fertile. Now, when the Azab of Allah came, chastisement after that, it is now the worst ever desert in the world. Waskur Aqa'ad, now just mention, make mention of the brother of Aad, that is Hud alayhi salam, is under a qawmahu bin Ahqaf. When he warned his people in the sand hills, وَقَدْ خَلَقِ النُّذُرُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ And other warners had passed before him also, and in front of him also. You know, Nabi and Rasul. Many Ambiya can come. But finally, the messenger comes, the Rasul comes. And then the fate is decided. Allah ta'budu illallah. All of them had been saying them. Don't worship and obey anyone except Allah. Inni akhafu alaykum azaba yawmin azeem. Verily, I fear for you the chastisement of a mighty day. قَالُوا جَيْتَنَا لِتَعْفِقَنَا عَلَيْهَتِنَا They said, have you come to us and you want to turn us away from our gods? فَاتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ If you are truthful, now bring to us the chastisement which you are threatening us with. Bring it. قَالَ إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ He said, knowledge is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When your term comes to an end, he knows. When the judgment will be issued by Allah, he knows. I don't know. وَأُبَلِّغُكُمْ مَا أُرْسِلْتُ لِهِ I am only conveying to you the message with which I have been sent. وَلَكِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ قَوْمًا تَجْهَلُونَ But verily I see, O my people, that you are ignorant people. You are not seeing. What could happen? فَلَمَّا رَاهُ عَارِضًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِ And when they saw a sudden cloud advancing towards their valleys, قَالُوا They were happy. قَالُوا هَذَا عَارِضُ الْمُمْتِرُونَ This is a cloud. It will give us rain. بَلْ هُوَ مُسْتَعْجَلْتُمْ بِهِ No, it is not the rain. It's that chastisement about which you wanted to hasten. You wanted rain. Okay, let us come. Rihun fiha azabun aleem. A very strong and harsh wind in which there was a painful chastisement. Tudammiru kulla shay'in. Destroying everything bi amri rabbiha. Due to the command of their Lord. فاصبہ ہوں لا یورا اللہ مسا کے بہوں ناؤ دے دیکھیں دیٹ نتنگ واز سین نتنگ واز ویزیبل ایکسپٹ دیئر ڈویلنگز پیپل ہو ڈویل دیئر دے ور ناٹ ٹو بی سین فنشڈ کذالک نجی القوم المجرمین ان دس وے وی ریوارڈ دی پیپل ہو آر گلٹی وَلَقَدْ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي مَا إِن مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِيهِ And O Quraysh, we established them in this land more than we have established you. Whatever we gave to us, we have not given to you. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ سَمْعًا وَأَبْصَارًا وَأَفْئِدَةً And for them also, we give them the hearing and seeing and inferring from أَبْنَاهُمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَرَا أَبْصَارُهُمْ وَرَا أَفْئِدَتُهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ Nothing of these faculties could avail them anything. Is Kanu Yahaduna bi ayatillah when they were rejecting the revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wahaqa bihim ma kanu bihi yastahzi'un. And the things about which they were mocking, they came and they encircled him. Walaqad ahlakna ma hawlakum min al-qura. And we destroyed many townships which were around you. Now who are addressed are the Quraysh of Mecca. Now Aad, they used to live to the south east of Mecca. Samud, they used to live in the northwest of Mecca. So these were the nations round about Mecca. وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا مَا حَوْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْقُرَىٰ وَصَرَّفْنَا الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ And we verily expounded our revelations for them in various forms so that they come back and return to us. فَلَوْلَا نَصَرَهُمُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ قُرْبَانًا آلِهَةً Then why did not those help him whom they have taken as mediator gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They couldn't come to their help. But وَلُّوا عَنْهُمْ But all of them were lost to them. وَذَلِكَ إِفْكُهُمْ And it was their lie, a forgery. وَمَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ And that was what they were forging. وَإِصْرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِنَ الْجِنِ Now this incident which is being mentioned here now, it took place in the 10th year after the beginning of Wahy to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is to say, about 2 years. Before Hijrah. In the 10th year after the beginning of Wahi, and this year the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the title Amul Huzn. This is the year of grief for us. Why? Number one, Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha died. A wife who used to console, she had gone. Number two, Abu Talib died, a chief of the clan of Banu Hashim, who used to protect God. Now, there was no support, visible support, for Muhammad at Mecca. His own people were not so strong, not more than 100 or 125 people total. They couldn't withstand the whole power of Quraysh. So that is why he went to Taif. Maybe if some chief of the tribes of Taif accepts Islam, then he can shift there. And that would become the base of his movement. But what happened to him there had not happened to him personally 10 long years at Mecca. He was stoned. He bled like anything. Then very harsh words he had to listen. Not only from the three chiefs, all three of them rejected him, but also they instigated the youth, the street urchins, I should say, stoning. And they were stoning him right on it. Now when he was returning from Taif, he stayed for the night at Nakhla. Nakhla is a point in between Mecca and Taif. There he was offering his tahajjud prayers or maybe fajr prayers, reciting Quran. At that time, a group of jinns passed by. They heard, they came nearer, listened to Quran. Then they believed in it. Then they went to their people, asking them to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is a very important incident of the life of the Prophet. وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ. And because when we turn towards you, a group of the jinn, يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرَانِ, to hear the Quran. فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ. And when they were present there, where they were in the presence of Quran, قَالُوا أَنْسَتُوا. They said, keep quiet, be silent. Listen attentively. As we have read in Surah Al-A'raf, فَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرَانُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا. When Quran is being recited, now with full attention, listen to it and keep quiet. That is the word, أَنْصِتُوا, keep quiet. فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ, and when, you know, recitation was completed, وَلَّوْا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ. They turned their backs, they went to their people, their nation, warning them. قالوا, they said, يَا قَوْمَنَا, oh our people, our nation, إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا كِتَابًا, we have heard and listened to a book, أُنزِلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى, which has been sent down after Moses. This is another indication. They might have known Injil, but Injil was not a book, it was hikmah only. It was no sharia to be followed, no commandments, no halal and haram, no laws. So here they are mentioning after the book of Musa. Ya qawmana, inna sami'na kitaban unzila min ba'di Musa, musabbiqan lima bayna yadayhi. And this book confirms that which is present before it. That is Torah. Yahdi ilal haqq. And this book is guiding towards the right path, truth. وَإِلَىٰ تَرِيْتِ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, and toward the straight path. يَا قَوْمَنَا عَجِيمُ دَعِيَ اللَّهِ. Over people, respond to Allah's caller and summoner. Respond positively. Say لَبَّيْكَ to his call. عَجِيمُ دَعِيَ اللَّهِ. Now this is very important. They heard and listened to Quran only once. And they became the مُبَلِّغِينَ. They became the callers. What's the case with us? Go on listening and listening and listening and listening. Every year listening. Every year listening. But we are not motivated. We don't stand and call people to this book. Or Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or the Islam. Actual Islam. Factual Islam. يَا قَوْمَنَا عَجِيبُ دَعِيَ اللَّهِ وَآمِنُوا بِهِ, and believe in it, يَقْصِرْ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ, your Lord will forgive you some of your sins, وَيُجِرْكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْأَلِيمِ, and he will protect you and deliver you from the painful chastisement. وَمَنْ لَا يُجِبْ دَعِيَ اللَّهِ, and whosoever doesn't respond to the Allah's summoner or caller, for that some emojis is missing out. He cannot defeat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the earth. وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ, and there will not be for him, besides Allah, any protectors. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Verily, those people will be in manifest error. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَلَمْ يَعْيَ بِخَلْقِهِنَّ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يُحْيِيَ الْمَوْتَىٰ. Don't they see? Can't they understand? That Allah, who created the heavens and the earth, and he was not tired or exhausted due to their creation, is he not capable, the Father of Allah, you hear, Mata, to revive the dead? Bala, why not? He is capable. Innahu ala kulli shay'in qadeer. He is definitely powerful over everything. وَيَوْمَ يُعْرَضُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ, and recall the day when these people who disbelieve, they will be presented before the fire. أَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِالْحَقِّ And then they will be asked, is it not true? Is it some fiction? Was that some forgery of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You used to laugh at it. أَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِالْحَقِّ Is this not the truth? قَالُوا بَلَا وَرَبِّنَا They should say, why not? And we swear by you, O our Lord, it is the truth. قَالَ فَسُوقُ الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ And then finally Allah would say, okay then, taste the chastisement because of what you used to disbelieve. Now the final address to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَظْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ So Muhammad, endure patiently. Just as our messengers of the past who had strong character and will, they endured. You know, the number of the prophets of Allah, due to, according to certain traditions, is 124,000. Messengers, 313. And this number somehow corresponds. 124,000 Muslims were present on the eve of last Hajj of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And 313 were with him in the Battle of Badr. The same number as is of the messengers. Out of these, five or seven, mostly five, they are said to be ulul azm min ar-rusul. People of the strongest character, strongest forbearance. And they are the same, which we read in Surah Ash-Shura. شَرَعَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى Five. Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa alayhim as-salatu wa salam. Some people add two more to this list. Hud and Saleh. But mostly it is agreed that these five are the topmost. فَصْبِرْ كَمَا سَمَرَ الْعَظْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ Don't make haste for them. Don't think that their term should come to an end. I have conveyed them the message. Now the matter should be judged and finally decided. How long will they be given the respite? No, no, no. وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ Don't hasten to them on the chastisement. كَانَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ مَا يُوَدُونَ The day when they will see what was being promised to them, they will see لَمْ يَلْبَسُوا They never remained إِلَّا سَاعَةً مِنْ نَهَارٍ Except for 1 hour of a day. This whole life in this world, which they are passing, this will appear that they live here only for an hour of the day. Bala, haza, this is haza balaun, bala. This is to convey to you. Fahal yuhlaku illa al-qawmul fasiqun. So, who will be destroyed except those people who are the transgressors. Now after 13 Makki surahs, we come to the Madani surahs of this group, and they are three. After a very long pause, you know, we had four in the very beginning, Baqarah, Al Imran, Nisa, Maida, then two, Anfal, and Tawbah. Then very far off, one, Surah An-Nur. Then another one after 8 surahs, Surah Al-Ahzab. Now we come to 3 surahs. Surah Muhammad, then Surah Al-Fath. Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the time of its revelation, that's important to note. It was just before the Battle of Badr. Most of the Surah Al-Baqarah was revealed from the day one after Hijrah till some time before Battle of Badr. But between Surah Al-Baqarah and Battle of Badr is the Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The background is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he migrated to Medina, he took only 6 months to consolidate himself and his position in Medina. Number one, he built the mosque center. Number two, Muahat, Bain al-Muhajirin wa Ansar. One from the Muhajirin, one from Ansar, declared brothers. So that these two sections are welded together in the society. They don't remain separate. That would create problems. Number three, he concluded agreements with the three Jewish tribes, Misaq al-Madinah. The essence of this Misaq al-Madinah was a joint defense of Madinah. If somebody attacks Madinah, we shall defend as one ummah, the Muslims and the Jews. From the very 7th month, he started sending expeditions, groups, to challenge Quraysh. That was the initiation from the side of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no initiation of any activity against the Muslims after Hijrah from the people of Mecca. There was an argument going on over there. There were people, hawks, who were proposing that we should go and attack Medina and finish Muhammad and his companions once for all. But there were others also. Abu Jahl, Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt, Nadr ibn Haris, these were the hawks. But then Uqba ibn Rabia, Hakim ibn Hizam, who later on became Muslim also. He was a close relation of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. These were there. They were the hawks. They were the doves. They said, why? They have gone from here. Why should we pursue them? Now Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, well, he is not going to sit there idle. He will preach his deen over there. So then there will be a strife between him and the other tribes of the Arabia. So if he can subdue all the tribes of Arabia, do we lose anything? Who is Muhammad? Our brother? He's a Qarshi. It means a Qarshi empire will come there in the whole of Arabia. We stand to lose nothing. And if the other Arabs finish with him, okay, that's what you want will happen. Without you yourself soiling your swords with the blood of your brothers. After all, they are your brothers. Who is Muhammad? Son of Abdullah? Son of Abdul Muttalib? Who is Abu Bakr? Who is Umar? Who is Hamza? Who is all these things? Who are they? Muslims. They are Parsis. But you know, the initiative was taken by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. But there were munafiqeen in Medina. They were criticizing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As yet there has not come any clear commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go to war against these kuffar. Why has he started it? Actually, they didn't want to go to war. If you go to war, you have to risk your life. If you come back alive, well, it's a bonus. When you go, you have to risk your life. So these people were criticizing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, no, there's no express ayah has up till now come commanding us to go to war against these people. So why have you started it? In that background, because now the Battle of Badr was coming. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing the Muslims for this confrontation, the first armed conflict between Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions on the one side, both the Muhajirin and the Ansar, and the people of Makkah and the other side. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Al-Ladina kafaru. Now the sign of this surah is also very peculiar. There is no other example in the whole of Quran. Starting directly, then every ayah ending directly. Mostly you find, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ Ayat end with the names or attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you won't find this thing here. In the whole surah, it's one style. أَلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَبْدُوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوَلَّا عَمَالَهُ Those who disbelieved, and they bar others also, prevent others also from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will render all their deeds fruitless. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ On the contrary, those who came to believe and they did good deeds, righteous deeds. وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ And they came to believe on what was sent down on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ And that is the truth from their Lord. كَفَّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ He will expiate their sins, وَأَصْلَحَ بَعَلَهُمْ And He will set a right their conditions. ذَلَكَ بِأَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا تَمُوا الْبَاطِلَ This is because those who disbelieved, they followed falsehood. وَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تَمَعُوا الْحَقَّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ And on the contrary, those who have come to believe, they have followed the truth from their Lord. كَذَلِكَ يَذِبُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ أَمْثَالَهُمْ In this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strikes for people their similitudes. فَإِذَا لَقِيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا This ayah number 4 is one of the difficult ayat of the Quran. At the same time, one of the most important ayat of the Quran. In this one ayah, there is a full law for this new phase of the struggle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, armed conflict. Before that, no battle, no fighting had actually happened. Although 8 expeditions before Badr. In 4 of them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself participated. They are called Ghazawat. And 4 in which he didn't go, he sent the people. They are called Saraya. But you know, actual fighting didn't take place. This was the first occasion. And for that now, this law is being given. فَإِذَا لَقِيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا O Muslims, when you meet those who have disbelieved in battle, فَضَرْبَ الرِّقَابِ So smite their necks, kill them. حَتَّى إِذَا أَسْلَمْتُمُوهُمْ Until when you have routed them completely, فَشُدُّ الْبَصَارِ Then tie them fast as slaves or prisoners. فَإِمَّا مَنَّنْ بَعْضَ وَإِمَّا فِدَانِ Later on, any of the two ways can be taken. When the war حَتَّى تَضَعَ الْحَرْبُ أَوْزَارَهَا When the war lays down its burdens, it is finished finally. Then either you set them free by grace or by ransom. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَانْتَصَرَ مِنْهُمْ Had Allah wished, He could have avenged Himself without giving you any trouble. وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَ بَعْضَكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ But it is His rule, it is His practice. He tries some of you by some others. وَالَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَلَنْ يُضِلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ As for those who are killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will not let their good deeds go in vain. Now what is the law given here? If there is a fighting, a war, first of all, you spend all your energies in killing them. Now, if you have the victory, And you have some prisoners. You have to see first whether the war has come to an end or it is only one battle which we have, in which we are successful. These two things are different. might be you won one battle. But the war is going on. In this condition, if you set free the prisoners, that is aiding the kuffar, the disbelievers, they will come back again to fight against you. That option is only when you feel that the war is finished. They have no strength now to fight again. Then this option is there. Either you set them free by ransom, charging fidya, or by grace, okay, you can go. And this was the mistake which was committed after Badr. When 70 chiefs of Quraysh were killed, but another 70 were taken captive. Now there was a consultation. The Prophet consulted his companions, what we should do. The opinion of Hazrat Umar was, رضي الله تعالى عنه, Ashadullah, Ashadduhum fi amrillah Umar. He said, they should all be killed. And every one of us should kill with his own hands the one most closely related to him. And Prophet himself, maybe his opinion was the same, maybe he has accepted the opinion of Abu Bakr. The decision was taken. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed his disagreement with this decision in Surah Al-Anfal, in very severe words. Because only one battle you have won, not the war. This is just the beginning, not the end. So if you let them go, they will again come on you. And this is what happened. The very next year, an army 3,000 strong that came and invaded Medina. So these are the three stages. First of all, kill them as many as you can. Number two, if you have captives, if you think that the war is over, you can let them go. Otherwise, not kill them. But when you think that the war is over, now the enemy has no heart to beat you, then you can either by ransom or by grace kill them. سَيَهْدِيهِمْ وَيُسْلِحُ بَعْلَهُمْ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي ذَلِ اللَّهِ فَلَنْ يُغِلَّ عَمَالَهُمْ. As for those who will be killed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will not let their deeds go waste. Soon He shall guide them and set aright their condition. وَيُدْخِلُهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ, and will admit them to the garden which He has made known to them. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. Very important ayah. O Muslims, O those who claim to believe, if you help Allah, then Allah will help you. And He will make your feet firm. What do you mean by helping Allah? Allah is almighty, all-powerful. Does He need any help? No. You are being tested. And helping Allah means helping His religion, His deen, to make it supreme. أَنَّقِيمُ الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ. Now, if you devote yourself for this mission, Allah will help you. Otherwise, there is no promise of Allah to help the Muslims. And this is the situation with the Muslims today. Allah is not helping them. Why should He help them? They have made friends with the enemies of Allah. They are faithful to the enemies of Allah. They themselves are the enemies of Allah. Their whole political, social, economic system is against Allah. Why should He help them? He didn't help the Arabs in 1967. Nor did He help the Pakistanis in 1971. He is not going to help. In tansurullah yansur. It's a conditional promise. If you help Allah, so Allah will help you. And He will make your feet firm. والذین کفروا فتعس لهم واضل اعمالهم. As for those who disbelieve, so for them is destruction and all their endeavors will go in vain. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. This is because they hated what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rendered all their deeds fruitless. They were serving Makkah and Hajis, but all these deeds are fruitless now. Because now they have committed religious crime of disbelieving and rejecting the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. So have they not traveled in the land and see what was the end of those people who were before them? دَبَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah destroyed them. وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ أَمْثَالُهَا. And for these kuffar of your time, O Muhammad, the like of this is going to happen. They will also be destroyed. ذَلَكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. This is because Allah is the protector of those who believe, and the people who disbelieve, they have no protector whatsoever. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْخِلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. Verily Allah will admit those who came to believe and did good deeds, gardens, تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ, under which rivers will be flowing. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, as for those who disbelieved, يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُونَ الْأَنْعَامُ. They will enjoy comforts and eat as cattle eat. وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًى لَهُمْ. In the end, the fire shall be their abode. وَكَأَيِّن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ هِيَ أَشَدُّ قُوَّةً مِّن قَرْيَتِكَ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَتْكَ. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there have been so many townships who were more powerful than the town which had forced you to flee or leave. This Quraysh forced Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to leave Makkah. They have turned you out of Makkah. They have decided to kill him, kill you. That was why you left Makkah. But there have been much stronger townships, much bigger townships, which we destroyed. أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ. We destroyed them all. فَلَا نَاصِرَ لَهُمْ. And there was no help for them. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَىٰ بَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ كَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ. Now, that person who is on a clear insight from his Lord, بَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ, is he like those to whom their evil deeds have been made beautiful by seconds? وَتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاهُمْ. And they are following their lusts and desires, their caprices. مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. The similitude of the Jannah, the garden, which has been promised to the God-fearing people. فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَّاءٍ غَيْرِ آسِنٍ. In them there are rivers of water, unstaining. وَأَنْهَارُ مِنْ لَبَرٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ. And rivers of milk whereof the taste won't change. وَأَنْهَارُ مِنْ خَمَرٍ لَذَّةٍ لِشَارِبِينَ. And rivers of wine, which will be very delicious to the drinkers. وَأَنْهَارُ مِنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى. And there will be the honey, purified honey. وَلَهُمْ فِيَا مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. And for them there will be in it all the fruit. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. And on top of that, forgiveness from their Lord. كَمَنْ هُوَ خَالِدٌ. Are these people equal to those, كَمَنْ هُوَ خَالِدٌ فِي النَّارِ, who has to live in fire forever? وَسْقُوا مَاءً حَمِيمًا. And they will be made to drink boiling water. فَقَطَّعَ مَعَاهُمْ. Which will burn their intestines and cut them into pieces. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ. Among these are some people who listen to you. Now this is the mention of the munafiqeen, who were perturbed, you know, at this stage of the struggle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now fighting, going to war, risking your life, what is going on? You should go on giving dawah, call people. What do you use this for? وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ. From among them there are people who come and close to you and listen to you attentively. حَتَّى إِذَا خَرَجُوا مِنْ عِنْدِكَ. Until when they go out from your presence, قَالُوا لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ. Now they ask those who were given the knowledge, مَاذَا قَالَ آنِفَا. What he has said now? Something new? He is changing his pattern? He was a da'i? And now he wants to raise the sword? Mahata ala arifa. What are you saying now? What has happened to you? Ulaika allazeena tabaa Allahu ala qulubi. They are the people on whose heart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has just put a seed. But tabau ahwaahu. And they are following their lust. Walazeena ihtadaw zaadahum huda. As for those who are rightly guided, Allah increases them in guidance. وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ and grants them their piety. فَهَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةِ. So what are they waiting for except the hour? أَنْ تَعْتِيَهُمْ بَقْتَدًا. That it should come to them suddenly. فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاطُهَا. Some of his signs have already arrived. Now this is important. At the time of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which sign of the sa'ah of qiyamah had arrived already? The advent of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the first sign. He says, innama bu'istu ana wa sa'ah tahatain. I and this sa'ah, they are joined together. My coming, it heralds the coming of the hour. This is the first sign. فَأَنَّا لَهُمْ إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ ذِكْرَاهُمْ. So when it will come, it will arrive. Then to what avail shall be this admonition from them? فَعَلَمْ. So know you, fully know it, أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, that there is no God except Allah. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. And ask the forgiveness of Allah regarding your discrepancies, shortcomings. Walil mu'mineen, also ask the forgiveness of Allah for the believers, wal mu'minat, men and women both. Wallahu ya'lamu mutakallabakum wa maswaakum. Allah very well knows where you move about and where you take the rest. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Now this proper, the munafiqeen, what they were saying. وَيَقُلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And these people who claim that they believe, they say, لَوْ لَا نُزِّلَتْ سُورَةٌ. Why not a surah was revealed? He is doing it on his own. Allah's command has not come. He seems to be, God forbid, he seems to be an ambitious person. So he is doing it. Rather we should say he is overdoing it. لولا انزلت سورة فإذا انزلت سورة محكمة. That is why you must remember that this surah has also two names, Surah Muhammad and Surah Al-Qital. Surah Al-Qital is the second name of this surah. فإذا انزلت سورة محكمة, when a profound surah, decisive surah was revealed, وذكر فيها القتال. And now Qital was mentioned in it. Going to war. Going to battlefield. رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Now you see those who have a disease in their hearts. Now this word is called nifaq. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. The disease of nifaq. يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ. They are looking towards you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نَذَرَ الْمَغْشِي عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ. With the look of one who faints due to death. When death is there and you are fainting, And at that time, you know, the eyes, they rotate there, this way or that way. This is their condition. Their argument finished. They said, up till now, no clear ayah has been revealed. But now it has come. So they are caught. فَأَوْلَى لَهُمْ So woe to them. تَعْتُنْ وَقَوْلُ الْمَعْرُوفِ Listen. Obedience and straight words. This should be the attitude. And you say you are Muslim. Now you have to obey. فَإِذَا عَزَبَ الْعَمْرِ When the matter is decided, decision has been taken. فَلَوْ صَدَقُ اللَّهَ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ Now if they were true to Allah, it would be better for them. They had made a covenant. We shall live for Allah, we shall die for Allah. Now they have to prove their truthfulness. فَالْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ So there is a danger that if Now this ayah has been translated in two ways. In tawallaytum, if you go on your backs, you don't go to the battlefield. Falahtaytum in tawallaytum, antufsidu fil ard. You will produce corruption and mischief in the land. Tuqatti'u arhamakum, and you will sever your ties of kinship. The other is, that if you become the rulers of this land, Tawalla, Wali. Wali means the ruler. Walaya and Vilaya. I told you when we were reading Surah Al-Tawbah, Surah Al-Kahf. Walaya is from Wali, the authority. Vilaya is from Wali, friendship and protection. If you become the rulers and you have not passed through these tests and tribulations, The purification of yourselves has not taken place. Then it is. Every danger is there that you will create a mischief in the land and you will sever the ties of kinship. So you have to pass through this, these tests and trials and tribulations. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبْصَارَهُمْ So they will be those whom Allah will curse. And whom he will make deaf and blind their sight. أَفَنَعِتَ تَبْمَرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ عَمَلَىٰ قُلُوبِنَ الْفَالُهَا So, don't they ponder over Quran? Or upon their hearts there are locks. Locks are there so that nothing from Quran can enter. The door of the heart is locked. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَبْدُوا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهَا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ أَبُوا الْخُدَىٰ الشَّيْطَانُ سَوَّلَ لَهُمْ أَمْدَىٰ لَهُمْ There is those who go back on their iman, irtaddu. They turn back from iman to kufr, irtidad. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ أَبُوا الْخُدَىٰ After that, the guidance has become absolutely clear to them. الشَّيْطَانُ سَوَّلَ لَهُمْ Actually, they are being enticed by Satan. وَأَمْلَىٰ لَهُمْ And he has given him false hopes. ذَلَكَ لِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لِلَّذِينَ كَرِهُوا مَا نَزَلَ اللَّهُ سَنُطِيعُكُمْ فِي بَعْضِ الْأَمْرِ This is because they said to those people who dislike what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. These munafiqeen had ties with the Yahud, with the Jews. They were ties of friendship. So they used to go there and say, okay, although we have accepted the faith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but don't think that we have connected all, we have severed all connections with you. سَنُطِيعُكُمْ فِي بَعْضِ الْأَمْرِ We shall be obeying you also in some of the matters. We shall look to you also. What you say, maybe we obey. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِسْرَارَهُمْ And Allah knows very well their secrets. What they are going and saying to these Jews in secrecy. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا تَوَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ So what will happen to them? When the angels will be taking away their souls and smiting their faces and their backs. ذَلَكَ بِأَنَّهُمَ اتَّبَعُوا مَا أَسْخَطَ اللَّهِ. This is because they have followed that thing which displeases Allah. وَقَرِهُ رِضْوَانَهُ. They have themselves, they have rejected the good pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. So he had made all their good deeds fruitless. They believed in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They became Muslims. They have prayed behind Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very for a year. But now with this test which has come to them, if they fail, it means all their good deeds will go in vain. أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ أَنْ لَنْ يُخْرِجَ اللَّهُ أَرْضَانَهُمْ. Do those people who have disease in their hearts think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not bring to the light their hidden ill wills? What are their intentions hidden in their hearts against Muslims, against Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah will bring them to light, will expose them. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ. And if you wish, لَأَرَيْنَاكَهُمْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will show you them that these are the munafiqeen. فَلَا عَرَفْتَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. And then you will be able to recognize them with their marks. وَلَا تَعْرِفَنَّهُمْ فِي لَحْنِ الْقَوْلِ. And even at this time, you can easily recognize them by the tone of their speech. The tone of a sincere person is different from a person who is wavering. Only the tone, how you talk, how you speak, is sufficient to reveal what is in your heart. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. And Allah very well knows your deeds. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. And we shall definitely test you. حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ. Until we come to know and we make absolutely clear who are those who strive for the cause of Allah, wasabirin, and those who are steadfast, who persevere, who take everything with patience. وَنَبْلُوَ أَخْبَارَكُمْ. And we have to test your tidings and your news. This subject has come so many times. In Surah Al-Baqarah, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ فَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. وَلَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنْفُسِكُمْ. In Surah Al-Imran. Then we read in Surah Al-Ankabut, وَالْإِسْلَامُ مِنْ أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. فَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And then, in the same section, فَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. Allah will make it clear who are true believers and who are hypocrites. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Verily, those who disbelieved and who wanted to stop others also from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَشَاقُ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ. And they opposed the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, guidance had become to them absolutely evident and clear. لَنْ يَمُرُ اللَّهَ شَيْعَىٰ. They are not going to harm Allah in any way. وَسَيُحْبِطُ عَمَالَهُمْ. And Allah will make all their deeds absolutely a failure. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول. O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the messenger. Whatever messenger says, وَمَا يَنْتَقُوا عَنِ الْهَوَاءِ هُوَا إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَى. Maybe it's not the وَحِيَ جَلِي. Maybe it is وَحِيَ خَفِي. Two types of وَحِي. Sometimes, you know, clear wordings were revealed to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And sometimes an idea was given to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Not the wordings. So, but whatever he said, he was saying so on the basis of the wahi. But these are two types of wahi. Ya ayyuha allatheena amanu atti'u allaha wa atti'u rasul wa la tubtilu a'malakum. See, you don't make your deeds and your services that you have rendered up till now go in vain. Now at this stage, if you turn your back, it means up till this time, whatever you had done, it is multiplied by a big zero and it becomes zero. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ مَاتُوا. Verily those who disbelieved and tried to avert people also from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ مَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارُ, and then they died in the condition of kufr. They died as disbelievers. فَلَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ, Allah is never going to forgive them. فَلَا تَهِنُوا. So, O believers, don't be weak. وَتَدْعُوا إِلَى السَّلْمِ, and don't call for and cry for peace. These munafiqeen, they used to say, there should be peace. Why to go to war? Why bloodshed? We can make dawah. We can call people to a fear of Allah. Why to use this force? Why this fighting? This is the peace. فَلَا تَهِنُوا. But the reason was weakness. Own weakness. Fear of death. Don't want to risk your life. فَلَا تَهِنُوا. وَتَدْعُوا إِلَى السَّلْمِ وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلُونَ. We promise you, you will be the uppermost. وَاللَّهُ مَعَكُمْ. Allah is with you. وَلَنْ يَدْرَكُمْ عَبَالَكُمْ, and He will never deprive you of the rewards of your deeds. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ. Verily, this life of this world is a sport and a play. As I explained a few days back, if this life becomes an obstruction from the life of the hereafter, and if you are lost in this life, this becomes your mahbub and matloob, then it is nothing but a play and a drama and a game. But if you believe in the hereafter, then each and every minute of this life becomes very important. As the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innama dunya madratul akhirah. This world is where you sow the seeds so that you can reap in the hereafter. So it is very important, but not if it has obstructed your vision from the hereafter. Then it is a thing of deceit. Mata'ul ghurur. Innama al-hayatud dunya la'ibun wa lahw, wa in tu'minu wa tattaqu. And if you believe and you have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yu'tikum ujurakum, Allah will give you your rewards. وَلَا يَسْأَلْكُمْ أَمْوَالَكُمْ, and He doesn't ask you all your belongings, all your wealth, all your riches. إِنْ يَسْأَلْكُمُوهَا فَيَحْفِكُمْ, if He asks you all your belongings and then He presses you, تَبْخَلُوا, then you will behave as niggardly. وَيُخْرِجُ أَذْغَانَكُمْ, and Allah will show out to the people the hidden ill intentions in your hearts. فَأَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ تُدْعَوْنَ لِتُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. You are those who are called and invited to expend in the way of Allah. Spend. فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْخَلْ. Some of you are those who are niggardly. They don't want to spend. وَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. And whosoever is niggardly against his own soul. وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِي. And Allah is without any need, self-sufficient. وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ. And remember, you are in need. You have to ask Him. وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. This was a very big threat, which came out to be true after about 600 years. If you turn your backs, you, those who have come to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have been assigned a very big mission, very big mission, very big mission. In Surah Al-Baqarah, we had it already. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. This mission has been entrusted to you. Just as our messenger has conveyed to you our message, that he will be able to stand on the day of judgment and testify, oh Allah, the message I received from you, I have conveyed to them. In the same way, you have to do it for the whole of the humanity. But, in tatawallahu, if you turn your backs to this mission, just as the Muslims did after the end of the Fayyad Caliphate, now Muslims started loving this world, luxuries, comforts, making big palaces for them. Abu Bakr had no palace, Muhammad had no palace. He used to live in a hujra, the smallest apartments. You know the size of the apartment of Hazrat Aisha, radiallahu ta'ala anha. That when the Prophet was with her, and he used to pray tahajjud, there was no sufficient space there. He used to, you know, remove and turn the legs of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha to one side, and then there was the place, space to make a sajda, to prostrate for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't have built his palace. Neither Abu Bakr, nor Umar, nor Uthman, nor Ali. Uthman was one of the richest persons. But when he died, he left nothing. No inheritance whatsoever. He had a few slaves, and on the day he was martyred, the day he just set them free, you are free, go. You are not going to be inherited by any of my heirs. Yes. So that was the pious caliphate. But when we turned our back to this mission, in tatawallahu yastabdil qawman ghayrakum, then Allah will remove you and bring another nation in your place. And then they will not be like you. Historically speaking, this happened in the 13th century of Christian era, when hundreds of thousands, millions, I should say, of Muslims were slain by the Tataris, Tatari hordes. And the last Abbasid caliph was dragged out of his palace in Baghdad. And he was covered in the skin of a camel and trampled under the hoofs of the horses of the Tataris. And that was the end of the Arab leadership of the Ummah. Came to end. After some time, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the banner of Islam to the Tataris. Hey, aya fitna hai Tatar ki afsane se, paasba mil gaye Kaabe ko salam khane se. There was a shift of leadership. The leadership of the Muslim Ummah was shifted from the Arabs to the Turks. Turkane Taimuri in India, whom we call Mughals, they were Turkane Taimuri. Turkane Saljuki in the Middle East. Turkane Safavi, great Safavid Empire of Iran. And last of them, but not least, Turkane Uthmani, who established the great Ottoman Empire, the greatest empire this world has seen ever. Because number two will come, the Roman Empire. But the Ottoman Empire was greater than the Roman Empire, spreading over three continents, whole of North Africa, whole of West Asia, and a very big chunk of East Europe under the Ottomans. This Bosnia and Kosovo and this and that, they are the remnants of that period. Who are they? The remnants of the Turkish rule. And you have this ayah, in tatawallahu yastabdil qawman ghayrakum, this came to be true in the 13th century of Christian era. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim, wa nafa'ni wa iyyakum bil ayat.